house of the Lord this evening, isn't it? How many of you is excited to be here tonight? Ah, I think you can do better than that. How many of you is excited to be here tonight? Well, I'm thankful to be here. I truly am. What an honor it is to be here at Mountain State Baptist Church. Truly it is. I've told you all before, this is where it all started. This is where I got saved. As a seven-year-old boy, Brother Rick led me to the Lord. And I'm thankful for what the Lord has did for me. Amen. I'm thankful that my grandma and my dad and her sisters were able to make it. And Jimmy, that was good. That's good. Some of them's never heard me preach before, but what an honor it is to have them with us. How many of you have your Bibles with you tonight? Can you raise them up? Amen. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles with you, I'd like for you to turn with me over to one of my favorite places in the Bible, and that is Psalm number 73. I love Psalm 73, but when you get to Psalm 73, say amen.
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 We'll start reading with verse number 1. And the Bible says, truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than their heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued, and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I therein, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is my strength and my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all thy works. Let us pray. Dear gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come tonight, we thank you for another great opportunity to be in your house. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to stand and preach your word. Lord, we know that This might be the last service that we ever get to attend, but we're thankful for it, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you just have your way tonight and use me as your mouthpiece. Use me as your lips of clay, Lord. When the people hear my voice, I pray that they would not hear my imperfection, but I pray that they would hear from heaven, speaking unto their hearts. And Lord, I pray that you would just have your way in their hearts. And Lord, I pray that you would just hide me behind your cross and use me as your worksmanship, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen.
Amen.
You know, as I begin to think and study this particular psalm, I begin to think about Asaph. For those of you that, most of you probably know who Asaph is, but Asaph was a man who was over the music for King David. And he was placed head over that. So he was a man that was looked at very highly. He had a high position. He had a high place that he was in. But I begin to think about what Asaph said. If we look back there to the second verse, it starts, it says that, "But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." I begin to think of a man that was close to the Lord. He looked out amongst the people, looked out amongst the congregation, and he saw people that were prospering, yet they were living wickedly, yet they were living terribly, but yet they kept on and kept on and kept on getting more and more wealth. Can I tell you today, Asaph, he thought, why? Why are they doing this? And here I'm trying my best to serve God, and it don't seem like I'm getting anywhere. Can I tell you, it seems like that sometimes, doesn't it? It seems like that every once in a while. We look out and we see people. They don't come to church. They don't pay their tithes. They don't do anything. But they just keep on prospering. Can I tell you tonight that is a trick of the devil? The devil knows how to get our attention. He knows how to draw us off guard. He knows how to pull us in. I begin to think not only of Asaph, but I thought of Adam and Eve as they were in the garden. And I'm just going to paraphrase a few things real quickly. It'd take too long to read it. But I thought of Adam and Eve as they went into the garden, and that serpent come unto Eve. And he said, "Did not," this is just a paraphrase, don't quote me. But he said, "Did not God say that you could eat of every tree of this garden?" And she said, "Yeah, we can eat of every tree, but that one down there." And she looked down there, and the fruit was very pleasant to the eye. And you know what? It wasn't very long till old Eve and Adam were down there eating of that off that tree.
Right.
Can I tell you, the devil knows what he's doing. He knows how to draw our attention to the things that we shouldn't be doing. I thought not only of Adam and Eve, but I thought of a man whose name was Lot, a man who had a decision to make. A man, he could either take this portion of ground or that portion of ground, but he saw that the one was better, so he chose it, and he pitched his tent towards Sodom, and he woke up every morning, and he looked down there into the city of Sodom, and he went to bed every night looking at the city of Sodom, and can I tell you, it wasn't very long until he was living in Sodom. The devil knows what he's doing. He knows how to draw our attention. He knows how to get us out of the will of God. And you say, "Well, preacher, I'm doing good. I'm here at church." Well, you better watch out, because the devil knows. He knows what you like. He knows your desires. He knows what you want. He knows what flavor of bait that you like the taste of. Can I tell you, I not only only thought of Adam and Eve and Lot. And I thought of a man named Samson. He went down to the city of Gaza, and there he saw this harlot woman, and he trusted her with the secrets of his heart. And he told it to her one night, and she rocked him to sleep. And she had men come in and cut the locks of his hair off. Can I tell you, he lost all his power. He lost his strength. The devil knows how to get us down. He knows how to get us bound. He knows how to take our power, take our strength. He knows how to mess us up. But I not only thought of Samson, but I thought of David. A man created after God's own heart. He went up to the rooftop one day, and he looked out, and he saw a woman bathing. And he sent for that woman, and he laid with her and got her pregnant. She come back, and she said, "I'm with a child." And he thought, "Oh my, oh my, this don't look good on me."
Right.
So he had her husband sent off to the front lines of battle. Can I tell you, the devil knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does.
David, he lost his testimony due to the devil. The devil knows what he's doing. I thought I'd bring something to show you all, something to give you a visual representation. I thought of how the devil knows the bait that each one of us like. He knows how to wave it. He knows how to toss it in front of us. Brother Teddy, I know you like chocolate. And you'd fall to chocolate, wouldn't you? But I thought of how the devil, he has a chain. And he has a bait. And he knows the bait that he needs to put on the end of that hook. And you know what he does? He begins to test the waters. He waves it out through there, and he's like, "Oh, look at that. Wouldn't it be good if you had that? Wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't you be better off if you come over here and had this?"
Right.
He begins to test the waters. And then you start looking at that closer and closer and closer. And it's not very long till you find yourself being tempted.
Right.
And there you find yourself falling to that temptation.
Right.
And then you come out and you're facing a trial.
Yes. Right.
The devil gets you hooked up. He gets you hooked up. And he pulls that chain.
Yes.
And it gets tighter and tighter and tighter.
Yes.
The devil knows how to get you bound up. He knows how to get your testimony away. Take it away from you. He knows how to take your strength away. Can I tell you, he knows.
Yes.
He knows what your desires are.
Yes,
he knows what you want and what you long for. But can I tell you, I thought the devil might know what we want. But I'm thankful that we have everything with the Lord. The devil, he might offer us the things of the world. But he can't offer us a home in heaven. A home in glory. He can't offer us a place where we can call home. Where we can walk the streets of gold. Where we can go hand in hand with Jesus. He can't offer us a place like that. I looked at that last verse of Psalm number 73, and what Asaph said, he said, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all thy works." Can I tell you, though, the devil, he tempts us, he tests us, he binds us up. We can have full trust in the Lord, and we say, "Hey, devil, look, I've placed my trust, I've placed my faith, I've put it all in the Lord, all because He saved my soul." Can I tell you tonight that the Lord loves you? We can put our trust, and when we give it all to Him, He can take the chains off and lay it down and say, "Hey, I bought him. I paid his debt. He's no longer offered up." Oh, whoa. Can I tell you tonight, it's good to know where I'm going. It's good to know that I'm saved. It's good to know that we have a home. It's good to trust the Lord. Amen. But can I tell you, we got to be careful. Just because we're saved, that don't mean we're going to fall. I've known men that has fell. There's been countless preachers that I've known. I've been preaching. Come January 17th, I'll have preached 5 years. I've known preachers that have announced their call to preach after I have. And what has happened to them? They've fallen down. They've gotten bound up by the devil. They're not preaching anymore. Can I tell you, the devil knows how to rob you. He knows how to take the joy from you. I bet if you asked David, you'd say, I was miserable. I was miserable. Samson, I was miserable. But can I tell you, we just need to keep focus on the Lord. Solomon said unto his son, many of you can quote it, but he said, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. David said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, though he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Can I tell you, we can trust the Lord tonight. I'd like all heads bowed, eyes closed. And Miss Cheryl and Clark, if you'll come, heads bowed, eyes closed. Maybe you're here today and you say, preacher, I know without a shadow of a doubt tonight that I'm saved. I know that. Can you raise your hand and say, I'm saved?
Yes, sir.
I'm saved. Amen. 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 Hands everywhere.
Good.
You can take them down now. I appreciate you. About everybody in here raised their hand. But how many of you are facing a trial? You're being tested by the devil. You're being tempted. How many of you are facing something? Would you be honest? Slip up your hand. Bless you, brother. Bless you. Bless you all. Thank you all. Listen, hold them up. Hold them up. Hold them up. Keep them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 hands. 16. Can I tell you, my friends, my brothers and sisters, won't you come? Won't you say, Lord, I'm going to give it all to you. You've seen me through. You fought my battles for me. I thought of old David as Saul was out to kill him and he is fleeing. He said, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Psalm 57, verse 7. Can I tell you tonight, the only way you're going to get help is if you just give it all to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm trusting you to take these chains, take this bondage, this pain that I have, take this load off of me. Won't you come? Won't you come? I'm sure many of you know somebody that is lost and on their way to hell. They're bound up by those chains and you try to witness to them and they just turn you aside. They say, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Can I tell you, the devil's got them bound up. He's got them convinced that they're better off where they're living. Won't you come and pray for them? Won't you come?